Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, you know, there's nothing like a crisis like this pandemic to show what people are made of. And the WAMC listening audience once again comes through, always there for us, especially in a time of need. $834,289 in the
loss. Say that one more time, David.
$834,289. $89 in the lockbox.
Well, that's remarkable. We expected to go limping into the fund drive if there was going to be one, which we hope there would not, because, you know, you don't want to bring volunteers in at a time like this and put them in a room. In fact, I don't know that you could. So the magnificent staff have been taking turns, having about 9 people come in and answer the phone. We've been disinfecting like crazy. We've been cleaning the place like crazy. And so far, so good. I can only say it is not an easy time for us. Look, the lend is closed. There's some real money being lost on that. The underwriting program is great, and they're working so hard, and we love our underwriting reps, and they're doing great things. And our friends at Tanglewood and other people have all come through and are doing what they can. Nevertheless, it's less. And so we're hurting, and that was the bad news. And now comes the good news, David, and that is all of the people who we thank from the bottom of our hearts for everything that they have done to keep this radio station alive. I know you agree with that, David.
100%. WAMC.org. All while we're seeing this economic pain, this generosity is happening. Alan, the White House and advisors predicting unemployment rate could surpass 20%. We're talking about the possibility of a coming depression.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. Look, people are going to take a long time before they go back to work. You know, you just don't close the doors one day and then say, okay, everybody, let's snap our fingers and go back to where we were. I think that's what the president naively seemed to have thought from the beginning. But the economic experts are saying this could last for years. And not only the virus could last for a long time, but the repercussions from people who have been out of work and what has happened. And so this is a terrible situation for this country and, frankly, for this world to be in right now. If people aren't working and huge numbers aren't, that can be a depression.
Well, and then there's this headline and what we've learned over the weekend from the New York Times. Scary to go to work. White House races to contain virus in its ranks. 3 top officials leading the government's coronavirus response have begun 2 weeks of self-quarantine after 2 members of the White House staff, one of President Trump's personal valets, and Katie Miller, the spokeswoman for Vice President Mike Pence, tested positive.
And wife, David, of one of the senior advisors.
Indeed.
And that senior advisor talks to an awful lot of people also. We've got a vice president who does not wear a mask when he should be. We have a president who certainly doesn't wear a mask. The vice president says he does sometime, but symbolically, the mask means that we're not in business. And that's one thing that this president, in his desperate quest for re-election, won't do. So he won't wear a mask. Now, David, that's what leadership is all about. We know his top people say, wear a mask. He won't wear a mask. What does that say to the American people? That somehow this guy, who has been served by an aide who has the virus, is immune? It's just stupid. It is not rational. And even if he doesn't care about himself, he should care about the other people who are in that very small building we call the White House and what is happening. It would be terrible if the president of the United States got this disease.
And we don't really fully understand it. You keep saying this, Alan, that we don't understand the disease yet, including the fact that we heard yesterday from New York Governor Cuomo that New York is investigating 85 potential cases of children who were sickened by a new virus-linked syndrome, and they continue to find symptoms like COVID toe.
And what is COVID toe, David? That's one I hadn't heard.
That is the swelling of the toes, inflammation of the toes. And you've seen some pictures of this. It looks like they're swollen, inflamed, and red. And that's what they're calling COVID toe.
One more thing for all of us to worry about as we get, as we walk, you know, our miles on the outside. That's the thing about this. This has made this country as paranoid as we could possibly be. We're cooped up in houses. We're doing our best to be level-headed and to do what's right. But this thing has led to a mass unhappiness.
Certainly has. Well, and then there's adding into all of this the fact that America can't get past racism. The questions of bias and treatment add to the mourning for black families.
Come on. You know, this is just so depressing. The idea that if you have a little extra skin pigment or a little less, it makes a difference in how you are treated, what happens when you go to a hospital. These are the kinds of things that, while they certainly don't exist across the board, we do know that they exist. As Pete used to sing, if you're black, get back. And it is a real failure of this country that that's what happens. And based on what? On silliness. It's just ridiculous.
And as we all suffer as Americans, we've got an election coming up in November. I saw an article over the weekend, seniors, that group, very wary now of the president.
Well, yes, as he begins to lose votes. Listen, this is going to be, by many people's estimation, not mine. I have a feeling this is going to be a wipeout for the president. He's going to be wiped out electorally. But there are those who think that this election, like many others, will be won or lost by a few points. In most of the polls, the president is down by about 6 points, 6 to 8 points. Nobody really believes in these polls because it's too early, number one. And number two, there is hidden reasons for people supporting this president. Despite all of his malfeasances and all of his problems, there's some things you don't tell your mother, you don't tell your psychiatrist, and you certainly don't tell your pollster. So these preliminary numbers are not to be trusted.
Political Observer, Alan Chartok. That's a great word, Alan. Trust. That's the reason people support WAMC. You can trust the information that you get.
You're right, David. We've got to keep this radio station going. It's one of the few places that, at least up to now, we've been allowed to give the kind of information that people need and want and respect.